This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm John Idstey. The United States is warning of more terrorist attacks in the Horn of Africa following Thursday's suicide bombing of an Israeli-owned hotel in Kenya and the attempted downing of an Israeli airliner there. U.S. officials believe those attacks were orchestrated by Al-Qaeda, but an investigation has yet to produce any evidence. 13 people, plus the three suicide bombers, were killed in the attack on the hotel. No one on the plane was injured. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Mombasa, Kenya, and he joins us now. Michael, how's the investigation going there?
Well, it's going, John. How well it's going, I don't think we really know yet. Investigators were at the scene again this morning, both Kenyans and Israelis, gathering bits of wood and metal and other scraps and putting them into evidence bags for further study. Neither group would comment on what progress they've made. All we really know so far is what we've known for a few days now, that 16 people were killed, including police say the three suicide bombers, when they drove their Pajero SUV onto the grounds of the hotel Thursday morning and they detonated the explosives in the car. There does seem to be a little bit of a turf battle developing here, though, over the evidence they have recovered. The Israelis evidently want to take some of what's been recovered and bring it back to Israel for analysis. The Kenyans are apparently insisting that this is their job, their jurisdiction, and that while they appreciate the Israelis' input, they, the Kenyans, are in charge. But I'm pretty sure this will get worked out eventually to the satisfaction of both sides. But in the meantime, of course, this dispute isn't going to help things.
What kind of evidence have the investigators found so far?
So far, we know they've recovered parts of the Pajero used in the attack at the site today in an area cordoned off from the public. I saw what looked like parts of the engine block and parts of the transmission and other twisted bits of metal that evidently came from the Pajero. They've also recovered two gas cylinders that they believe were used somehow to enhance the intensity of the explosion. According to state-run television, they've also recovered pieces of an automatic rifle as well. As for the car, eyewitnesses managed to provide police with a license number, and they've used that to trace the car to a Kenyan woman who bought the car from a foreigner 4 years ago. They've yet to find the woman, though, to have her explain how the car ended up in the hands of the bombers.
And who all is involved in the investigation?
It's very difficult to tell at this point, though, of course, Kenyan officials and the Israelis and, to a lesser extent, the Americans are all pointing a finger at Al-Qaeda, or at least some group with links to Al-Qaeda. Some U.S. officials say the attack was the work of a Somali group called Al-Ittihad al-Islamiyya, which the U.S. says has ties to Al-Qaeda. Initially, of course, a little-known Palestinian group claimed responsibility, but I don't think many people think that claim is credible. The Kenyan authorities are still holding six Pakistanis and four Somalis they took into custody on Friday, but they say they've so far not been able to establish any involvement by those detained in the bombing or in the attack on the chartered Israeli airliner, but the men are still being held.
Thanks, Michael. NPR's Michael Sullivan in Mombasa, Kenya.